Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
This is about the home care stuff, aid or something.
This is a home care agency? Yes, ma'am. What county does the patient reside in?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay. We can assist you. How can I help you?
Well, what I wanted to, I have a question.
Okay.
It says family member, loved ones. Is that consisting of wife or husband?
No spouses. No legal spouses are allowed to take care of each other and get paid. No POAs or no legal guardians. But you could assign anyone else. Any friend, family, trusted loved one, sibling, child over the age of 18.
Mm-hmm. And you located in Kansas City too?
Yeah, ma'am. Yes. Mm-hmm. We're licensed throughout the whole state. So.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I'm just searching right now. My husband in the middle of getting assessed for the services.
Okay.
So I'm just basically calling to find out if I can do it or not.
If you're legally married, unfortunately, the state prohibits it because they have they acknowledge the clause in sickness and in health.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they don't allow. I know it. And we're the it's. You know what? I always tell them that it's such a shame because usually the children leave the home. The spouses end up elderly together.
Sometimes the children don't give a damn.
And they don't come around. They don't come around.
There's more black people that I see that the kids, don't give a damn. Okay, straight out. So,
no, they're not coming around to even. So what's to say that they're going to stick around to take care of the kids? It's a shame what's happening. But unfortunately, you know, that's how the state mandated it. But you could assign anyone.
Dallas persistence is different.
Oh, are they?
Because I believe, like I said, there's a lot of these older people out here that's suffering with no family and
no friends or nothing.
They own loved ones. Mm-hmm. And I'm a living witness. I got kids. I got 3 kids right now, and I can't stand the grounds I walk. So it's normal to me.
It is normal.
It's normal, but it's sad. That's the way of the world right now. So
it is
corrupted. So what I'll do is Vince, I'm not good with Kansas City or nothing. I'm gonna have to find out who I can trust in my house, and then we'll go from there.
Would you like me to follow up with you, or do you want me to give you my information so when you're ready, you call me and I'll just I'll run the background. I'll hire them for you. I'll send them the hiring application and everything.
What else they got to do, too, if you do send that? Do they have to pay for anything or what? Or anything like that?
No, there's usually, in order to register them with the Family Care Safety Registry, there's a $15 registration fee attached to that, but our agency covers it for the caregivers.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm.
And,
now,
mm-hmm. It's a perk, and once they're assigned, we send them the hiring application and put them on payroll, so by the time the services start for the participant, they're ready to start getting paid, and we could receive the authorization. We can put in the request today if you like and follow up with you.
It don't require to pay how much they get paid until the Medicare
until the assessment,
until
the assessment has been completed, because the assessment is going to determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours they get.
Right.
And then because we pay overtime, anything after 40 is time and a half, we can't give you a rate until we know exactly how many hours.
Wow, that sounds cool. Okay, so what I'm going to do, Ben, is that I'm driving and running my mouth with you.
Just give me your name. What's your name?
My name is Chris Tilford, and my husband's name is Lane Tilford.
You want to spell that last name?
T-I-L.
T-I-L-F-O-R-D. Tilford.
Yeah. Right.
And your name is Christina?
No, my name is Chris. It was Christine. Chris. So, Chris Tilford.
And that's C-H-R-I-S?
Mm-hmm.
Chris Tilford.
Yeah.
Got it. And his name is Lane Tilford. What's his date of birth?
04-04-48.
Nice numbers.
Yeah, he is, honey. He's so cool with it too.
And what's his address? What's your address, honey?
Our address is 11-1602 Winchester Avenue, apartment 7, Kansas City, Missouri, 6434.
All right. And do you have an email address so that I can email you our agency's information so you can have it?
Yeah, it's Frencher.
You want to spell that for accuracy?
I was going to say, most people don't ask me that, but I thought you would know. But okay, anyway, FRENCHER, Chris,
okay.
CHRIS, @gmail.com.
Got it. So it's FrencherChris @gmail.com.
Yes.
All right.
So another question. Before I get into it, do the person have to have a phone, or how do they clock in?
In through the state system, which is designed. It's called the HHA system. Where the caregiver would, you know, put their time, put the tasks completed for the day, and sign in and out through an app, through their phone.
That's what I said. It'd be through their phone, so the person has to have a phone.
Yeah, you have to have a phone. Mm-hmm.
The person or, I know I got
the person.
Phone, but I'm
the
wondering.
Person that's on services needs a phone, and the caregiver providing the services needs a phone. Because the agency and the state have to be able to get a hold of Lane, and then the caregiver has to be able to clock in and out through a phone.
Okay, yeah. So that's who I want to know, because I want to make sure that whoever I deal with, you know, it's a lot of broke people in Kansas City, so I'll see if that person has a phone or not.
Exactly.
I'll get back to you. So right now, we're in the middle of we're waiting on the person to come to the house right now.
Do you have an assessment date? Because they're going to ask you for an agency that date.
I know. No, we don't have. Okay, so we started one with this company called On Call or something. I kind of didn't like it anyway. So he started out with maybe 15 hours a week. So the caregiver didn't get paid. It was really chaotic. So I just canceled it straight out.
All right. Let me check to see what he has, because it sounds like he's already on services. So what you would need is a provider change. Yeah. What's his DCN number?
Oh, wow. I'm driving. No, I didn't even think of it. I remember the 0318. I remember them three numbers, them four numbers.
That's the last of his social. I need the DCN number to look him up.
495-526-236.
Let me check that for you. That's 495-526-236.
Yes.
That's too many digits. It's an 8-digit number. It's four, off of the MoHealth.
Well, that's his social security number. I don't know his whatever the other numbers you're talking about.
The Medicaid. It's the Medicaid ID number. It's the MoHealth.
Right. No, I can't do that yet until I get home, because I'm on 435.
Okay.
So what I'll do is I'll call you, though, and let you know.
You're going to call me.
Wait
so,
long.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're waiting on a reassessment, it sounds like.
Right, right.
Okay.
I am, because he's at his second stage of dementia, and he might get...
Ooh, let me tell you. Let me tell you what's going to happen. Has he been clinically diagnosed with dementia yet?
Yeah.
Then he will not qualify for the CDS program.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, no, you have to. One of the things that they're looking for is coherency. Because if he cannot oversee his level of care, he cannot assign anyone to be his attendant. If he has not been clinically diagnosed, don't talk about it.
Okay, so he went through it the first time. How could I say it? He's in good standard anyway. So He's so smart till, yeah, he know what kind of care he wants, everything. So the last person that talked to him, like I said, he only gave him 15 minutes because Lane is not incoherent. He's not, I believe, you know, dementia stages is work for various people, and it's just depending on their, what you call, their life experiences. He never smoked marijuana, drugs, drink, or nothing like that. So he's in a good state of mind, period. And I am a professional med tech. So I've been doing care for Alzheimer's, dementia, and everything. So I know his ability. So the lab people, then if you cannot access him, then I can go somewhere else because I know my husband's got a good straight state of mind.
Right. So when the state comes to do the reassessment.
I was just going to tell you not to talk about it. No, I don't talk about anything because when they came the last time, okay, so I don't know. My husband was a teacher anyway. So anyway, you know, they too damn smart anyway. So he takes over, you know, he still takes over. He's still very smart. I make him read, and I make him still do bills, everything. So I know how to work with his mind. So I just wait until whoever come and do his assessment, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you. Don't speak of anything with memory loss, because once they put him in the system that he has any type of dementia, Alzheimer's, any type of memory loss, he loses his ability to self-direct. And then once they red flag him under seniors and disabilities, which means the internal system that approves home care, that you're not going to get it back. Uh-huh. So, you know, yeah. Don't talk about it. That's what I was going to tell you. Don't mention it. Don't say nothing.
No, I let him try to be his own.
That's right. Let them figure it out. If they notice anything strange about any type of memory issues he might be having, let them try to figure that out. Don't volunteer that information to the state.
And you know what? The main thing about that memory thing, he took the test, right? He passed the test.
Good.
So, like I say, dementia is a disease, and it's a brain disease, okay? So, if a person stops using their brain, then dementia stages go fast. If a person can understand and read and maintain their brain, they can have dementia. They can be at any stage of dementia and still be fine. I took care of a man that was 109 years old.
Wow.
And this man still drove. He still did what he wanted to do with me. He bossed me, in other words. He was bossing me around.
What I did is
I sat back and just see how his brain was working with me. And when he rolled to the McDonald's on Saturdays, I rolled with him. I let him drive his car and everything because that's what he wanted.
That's awesome.
He was an independent man, and he wanted to live a long life. So he told me in order to live a life like that, he said no drugs, no drinking, read a lot. Do a lot of reading and a lot of puzzles. So this man has so many books.
Yeah, keeps the memory sharp. Yep.
So he taught me a lot in the field that I got in. That made me get deeper into memory loss and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's astonishing how our bodies react to certain things.
Yeah, so if your body, everybody's body got parts. And if you don't use any parts of your body.
Yeah, you start losing it.
You would lose it, even your brain, your mind, your teeth. It's like, you know, the teeth. Well, I'm a very good specialist when it comes to, humanology. I call it like that, humanology, because I went to school for it. So luckily, when I married him, I kind of seen a little thing off his brain.
Right.
But I'm a persistent type of person. So what I do is I pull a book up. or I pull a domino or something out on them.
On the table, you know, yeah, that's smart.
Let's play. Yeah, let's play these dominoes, man. You can count this seat. So, yeah, I work his brain every day. Like, right now, he's glad I'm gone because I'm giving his ass a break.
Are you funny?
Yeah, I'm giving him a break because I'm a persistent type. Shit, I have chores for him to sit out. Like, I have certain stuff that he's supposed to do, and I write it down, and this man knows me. That's because I've been knowing him since 1999.
Wow, you guys have been together for a long time.
Yeah, so I know him really good, and he knows how I am. I'm very persistent. I'm very airheaded, ambitious, strong-minded, and we'll go off on your ass. Yeah, so I'm like that. I'm straight.
You sound like you're from New York.
Yeah, well, I'm from Dallas so far, so good. But, honey, in this field, you got to learn a lot about people's minds, because that's what
yes.
everybody's out here stealing and
it's true. It's so true. It's so
yeah,
true.
Yeah, it is. But that's because their minds are wasted. They're wasting their minds.
And a lot of this younger generation is just on drugs. They're just messing themselves up bad.
Yeah, they're on drugs. They smoking crazy. They don't respect their mom, dad, nobody. That's because mm-hmm. they ain't got nothing to do with their lives.
No.
But shit, throw a book in front of their face. I bet you they can't read.
That is so true.
People, certain dumbass people to do dumb shit can't read.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad.
It's so sad.
It's very sad. And I see, I'm here in Kansas City, and I see a lot of people just wasted.
You see that out there a lot, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see it, and I'm an Aquarius, and I'm a psychic type of person. I can read too. I can read anybody that's in my face because I done been through a lot of shit in my life.
Right.
So
you could read through
right
all
now,
the BS.
I can read it. I can feel your energy. I can, yeah, I know when some shit don't, yeah, I'm just psychic. And I used to be scared when I was little when I used to do that because
it used to come through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I dream when I started getting scared, I was dreaming on funerals about my brothers and my mothers and stuff. And,
wow.
They died. They really died. And I thought my dreams, you know how you just dream and don't think they come true? Well,
they were coming true. Damn.
Everything I dream about. So, I'm going to catch him and I'm going to get back with you precisely. And
yep, I'm submitting the referral just so we can follow up with you, and I'm also going to email you the agency's information so you can have it. All right, Chris?
Okay, cool. Nice
all right.
To you.
Absolutely. You call me if you need me, okay? I'm going to leave
okay,
you all my info.
You.
All right. You take care. Good
okay,
luck with
cool.
Lane. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye.